Welcome back. Joined now by Larry Allison, the editor of the editorial pages of the Press-Telegram. And Larry, welcome to our show.
Thank you. It's good to be here, Larry.
Basic question. How do you decide what issues to editorialize on and then what position to take on those issues?
Well, you know, to a large extent, we let our hearts be our guide. Every morning, I meet with our editorial page staff, and sometimes the news of the day dictates what we're going to do if there's a big story. We talk about what we think will be most interesting and most significant, most important to our readers, and we decide. And frankly, I think it's important that somebody actually care about what we say on the editorial page, so the assignment goes to the person who knows the most and cares the most about the subject.
I know we just completed an election cycle, and as you always do, you interview the candidates and then you take a position editorially. How is it decided which candidate to support, and on the ballot issues, which position to take?
Well, we have a five-person editorial board, and the head of the editorial board is our publisher, Mark Stevens, whom we were talking with earlier. Myself, an assistant, a deputy, and Keziah Daniels, administrative assistant to the publisher, and we talk together about it and try to reach consensus. And we do. We don't always agree. Mm-hmm. And when there's strong disagreement among us, we usually reflect that in the editorial so that readers know that we're human and we don't all think alike. But we all care deeply about what we're doing. That's the common denominator.
Rich, I know that the paper has, from time to time, run some important series on issues. And following the news story, the editorial pages weigh in. And I think of one example of cars by council members in Long Beach that there were some abuses. And you, I think Jason Gurwitz wrote a pretty hard-hitting story on that. And then that was followed by an editorial comment appropriate. Do you coordinate that, or do you give editorial a heads up that you're writing this series and to keep an eye out as a possible editorial subject?
All of the above, Art. We work very closely. Larry and I have been now working together for 28 years, and he knows what we're doing in the newsroom, and we talk about what he may or may not do on the editorial page. Let me just make one point, a distinction here. On the news side, if you can imagine, there are two sides here. On the news side, we try to present all sides in this in a fair, balanced, and accurate kind of manner. And Larry can speak to this very eloquently, that the editorial page, the editorials, they're taking a position. The newspaper is taking a position on these local issues especially. We don't take sides on the news side. But we do talk. We're working on a series now on the poverty in Long Beach. We're calling it Living on the Edge.
Yes.
The working poor. Larry knows that, and after our series comes out, he will read all that and then decide what to do with it.
Well, Larry, maybe it's appropriate that you guys are moving into the ARCO Towers, which are two cylinders, and maybe one cylinder is for news and the other side is for editorial.
Well, symbolically, it's a very important distinction that we function very separately in that sense, although we worked together for a long time, as Rich said, that we report separately to the publisher and make a significant distinction between what is news, and we come at it, as Rich says, in an impartial fashion. And on the editorial pages, we get to say exactly what we think and what we believe.
And I'm sure you take that responsibility very seriously, particularly as it affects the political process.
Very seriously, especially since, as I say before, we don't necessarily all think alike on the subject. But since we are the voice of the only daily newspaper serving these communities.
Yes.
And that is a great responsibility.
Okay, we'll be continuing our conversation, but first we have to pause for these messages.
The The Port of Long Beach, one of the region's largest construction contractors, has work for businesses big and small. The SBE, or Small Business Enterprise Program, was established by the Board of Harbor Commissioners in 2004 to boost the local economy. Through this program, small businesses get a chance at big port contracts in the areas of construction, environmental consulting, engineering and architectural services, and more. To learn more, log on to www.polb.com or call 562-590-4146.
Own a digital camera? Come to Fromex Photo and Digital to have your prints made. Using the latest high-tech equipment, Fromex will give you high-quality archival prints from your digital camera. Select your prints using the new Fromex Digital Bar with four self-service order terminals. Compared to inkjet printing at home, this will save you time, money, and give you superior quality prints on real photographic paper. Fromex Photo and Digital in Belmont Shore. Professional quality photo finishing since 1982.
Care of those who are closest to you, from our family to yours. McCarty's Jewelry, since 1932.
Dad, does it seem to you like we've got a lot of different looking people coming in here lately?
Yeah, they're coming in for all different reasons.
Ribs so tender, ribs so sweet. Remember the ribs, baby.
Newport Rib Company in Costa Mesa or Naples Rib Company in Long Beach, or log on to ribcompany.com.
Well, this was a remarkable half hour, speaking to the men that are really responsible, together with a large staff, of bringing you the press telegram each day, what they affectionately call the Daily Miracle. And they clearly take their responsibilities very seriously, and we thank them all for being part of our show. And Larry, final words to our viewers.
Well, just we have appreciate the opportunity to be here, and yes, we take it seriously. We also have a lot of fun doing what we're doing, and a lot of joy in our work, a lot of satisfaction, and that's important to us.
And Rich, being from Chicago and a Cubs fan, you tab yourself in your bio as a perpetual optimist.
With a lot of patience. A lot of patience. But you're right, this is the Daily Miracle. That's what we do call it. Sometimes it's a miracle, it gets out, but it's a miraculous process when you look at it. We have more news on our front page than you'll see in a half hour of TV news. That's just on one page of the paper.
Sure.
And we're going into this exciting new building. We're going through this revolution with the online and the internet. This is a great time to be publishing.
Gentlemen, thank you both for joining us. Rich, Larry, thank publisher Mark Stevens. It's been a wonderful half hour. Please be with us next week for the next edition of Straight Talk. Good night, everyone.
Straight Talk has been brought to you by Southern California Edison, the Press Telegram, and Laserfish. And remember, Straight Talk is viewable worldwide 24/7 at StraightTalkTV.com.